Hey guys, special clip coming right at you.
And enjoyed the company of many women for many years and really liked that as a lifestyle.
So I take it I'm never going to get married. Okay, guys, that's it.
Goddamn.
Single for life.
For life.
S-O-L.
DMC in the building.
Another episode of DMC, Dating, Mating, and Communicating. And that's right, today we are talking about how to be happily single in a married-minded world.
S-F-O-L.
Promiscuous girl, wherever you are, I'm all alone, and it's you that I want.
Uh-huh. What do I know?
Know?
Oh, yeah?
Same word.
Promiscuous girl, you're teasing me.
What?
You know what you want, and I got what you need. Hey!
Nelly Furtado, she did her thingy. She definitely did her thing.
She did. For the record, she's still fine.
Oh, still fine, I'm
still
sure.
Fine. Yeah.
You know what they say? When you age like wine, you just get sweeter. Hey, what's going on, everybody? DMC in the building. I'm your host, Jimmy V. Twitter, Instagram, at Be Your Own Dad. It's a special episode, but let me introduce my panel, of course.
Hey, I'm Constance Dunn. You can always find me on Instagram, at Constance Dunn.
And it's your boy, Chaos J. What? All damn day.
Hey!
Chaos J on Twitter. Chaos underscore Oceans 31 on Instagram. You already know. Keeping it wavy with 31 flavors. Let's get it.
So now, let's start the episode off right. I know what you guys are thinking, and I'm going to say it for you. Not everybody wants to be coupled up. Not everybody wants to come home after work at 5 and
they
have...
They don't want those cuffs.
They don't. So, is that okay?
Yeah. It is okay.
I think it's increasingly okay, and I love that men have been liberated from this, because it's in a lot of ways, I'm a woman, so I'm saying this, marriage kind of really punishes men. It's very punitive when it breaks up.
And then, like they always say, I haven't been married yet, but from what I've heard, it is a constant battle that you got
it's
to
terrible.
Work on.
No, it's not. I'm joking. It's not terrible with the right person.
But it's right. More than a title.
It's work, but it's one of those things where if you love that person and you are in love, then it's work you don't mind. Just like if you have a job that you love to do because you love your job, you don't mind the work that comes with it.
Exactly.
So, you know. But, again, that's not for everybody.
Right.
Everybody doesn't want that.
Right.
So,
I have a friend who's, I've been studying this for a while. I find it really fascinating, particularly male bachelorhood.
Yeah.
And specifically kind of what I get back to is I don't want to be responsible for someone's emotional state.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's also they haven't had the right relationship, because the idea of work, I think, could be misleading. There's a great quote, and I forget who said it, but basically, in marriage, there is no work. It's either there or it's not.
Boom.
That's deep.
Just so, because I think deep. We get confused
right there,
and we think work means that we're fighting all the time and we're at the therapist and we're always having conflict. And I think that obviously I'm married. In the positive, marriage is great. In the negative, it's pretty horrible.
So let's figure it out for all the single people like myself out there. What are the advantages of not being married or not in a long-term relationship?
You ain't got nobody to answer to.
Exactly.
You can come and go as you please. So if you to come home at 3 o'clock in the morning on a Thursday night, guess
That's okay.
It's all gravy, baby.
You ain't got to explain to nobody.
Exactly.
Nada.
Exactly. Hello, my name is single. You also get to keep your do-re-mi. And you don't have
break
like,
that down for the people who
like,
aren't used to
the
your,
constant the dunisms
fine language, yeah.
the dunisms.
Whether you're
repertoire.
A girl or a guy, it's basically your money is your own. You're not asking someone if I could buy a new guitar or if I could buy a new pair of shoes or if I can go to Hawaii with my girlfriends. You're not have to you don't have to have someone signing off.
And then you don't always have somebody on your back. You don't call me enough. You don't text me enough.
Exactly.
You don't care about me. I'm not saying it's nagging, but some people may think it's like, oh my gosh, you're in my ear all the time. You don't have that added on stress.
I guess true. I can say.
That's a that. Big one. And you know what I think the biggest one is that...
Say it!
Again, married woman here. When you get to know people, like, let's just say you've had... Let's just say you're a little older than you are, and you have had, like, 3 or 4 significant love relationships. Mm-hmm. You have grown as a person, and you've learned so much. And
you're
those
not the
have
same
been
person.
Amazing journeys and really interesting. And the fact that you, when you're out and you meet someone who catches your eye and you get to know them just on a human level, like, forget the other stuff for a minute, it's kind of interesting. And when you're locked into a relationship, you are locked down with one person for life.
Yes.
So all those adventures and journeys and kind of fascinating, exciting things that happen in relationships and love affairs are on the table as a single person. So.
And then I've always given much respect to those stories of this was my high school sweetheart. We got married at 18 and they stuck it out through the whole thing. Because I've seen in movies often depict this as well is that person, either the guy or the girl, they meet somebody else who shows them a whole different side of life.
And you're like, whoa.
Something they've never seen.
The colors.
And it's like,
the colors are brighter.
Is
the
this
food
is
tastes
this
better.
Actually real? So to
the flowers
see
smell
that,
better.
Right. And it's like, well, I've got my thing over here. I'm going to just stick, you know, with what I've got. So to be able to stick with what you've started and actually finish that after seeing
props.
A whole different world out there, I give props to you. But that's only if you go down the marriage route. Another advantage of being single, you can experience a whole lot more. And that sounds bad, but I'm not even talking about, you know, sex-wise and others that you can... travel more based on your own schedule, you know.
You can
maybe
travel with friends.
Yeah.
I feel like when you are in a relationship, there's that unspoken obligation to travel with your significant other.
Together.
Now, that's not necessarily a bad thing, and it doesn't mean that you really actually have to always travel with your significant other, but it's kind of implied, like, before you make a trip with the homies...
I gotta check with the
you
wife.
You know, so if you haven't been to Paris with your girl... You can't go to, you should not at least go to Paris with your homies.
Yeah.
Before you go to Paris with
your
girl.
That's right.
You know, so things like that.
Yeah. And there's, I know it's hard sometimes for men to say it, so I'm a girl, I'll say it. I came across this site. It was called Going Our Own Way. And it's basically a male emancipation movement. And I seriously probably spent 2 hours looking at what tons of men. Have to say about
look
why
at the tons of men, huh?
Well, they were talking about.
I know what you're talking about.
No, I would look at lots of guys because I was so fascinated where they were able to speak freely about why they were almost always divorced men, and they talked about like the financial hit that they have taken and the fact that they're living in apartments, their ex-wife is in their house with their kids, they basically have very little money, they're like kind of working constantly, they don't have a lot of money, and they will never, ever, ever go down the marriage route
and,
again.
And this is and this is what
and they had some. Rational stuff. It wasn't just like blathering
and
I hate
is,
women. It was made sense.
Yeah. And I feel like the system is really to blame for that because the scales aren't tipped, you know, in men's favor and they're not balanced. So, you know, when it comes to splitting up a marriage, you know, the men usually do take the hit. It's almost rare that you see the women in a relationship take the hit. And then even, God forbid, a man say, hey, well, I want spousal support or I want alimony. You know, he's lambasted as being a freeloader and a no good for nothing. But it's almost expected, you know, of a man like, oh, well, you know, I'm used to this lifestyle, so I'm going to need $109,000 a month.
Right.
Yeah, one of my buddies, when he had to write that check, and there's a lot of people that say they
and
stay
that's
in relationships.
An extreme skill. You know, obviously it can be.
Yeah, more, well, I mean, it's something that enough men are saying it. You know what I mean? There's enough stuff out there that it can be very punitive. And my friend, when he got divorced, and he said a lot of people stay together because the guy doesn't want to write that check.
Cheaper the keeper.
And we're just keeping it real here.
Right.
And he
cheaper
said,
the keeper.
You know, when he had to do that, he basically, like, he almost puked, like, when he had to write that $500,000 check.
And to think of that, too, that's...
No.
That, you can avoid all that if you just stay happily single.
This is
pretty much.
This is what these the perspective of these men. They were saying, listen, if I have needs... I'm going to hire a professional or I'll be part of a like an adult site where there need sexual needs. That's where
or
they
you just
that.
Find people that want to have fun.
Yeah, or they find,
because there are girls that just want to have fun. At least according to Cindy Lauper, anyway.
Yeah,
and no, just, no pun intended.
Just want to have fun, and we'd love to, of course, get the live chat up there because we know we always have some VIPs there. But it goes the other way too, and it's really interesting if you look at Halle Berry's fight with her ex. She's bivvying back and forth because
I don't really know if we should talk about that.
Okay,
no, well, that go ahead.
No, I just want to say it does go the other way. It's usually whoever the breadwinner it is, and that just usually works out where the guy is. I've been following a lot of divorce stories, and it's pretty radical. So,
what do you guys think of this cultural message of when you get married, you're settling down? Like, this is the end of the road. Like, what do you guys think?
I don't like that message, and I feel like because it's been so ingrained in us over the years, it almost tricks you into thinking that you cannot do things. Mm-hmm. I have friends that are married. And it's like they, in their mind, like the concept of, you know, sending the kids somewhere and going and hanging out is foreign to them. And I'm like, why?
Right.
Like, your life doesn't end when you get married, nor does it end when you have kids. And I've read on from multiple different sources that it is really important for married couples to not lose sight of themselves, within having kids. Like, you are the reason the kids are even here. You have to put that priority on your relationship as two lovers. You know, people first. You have to put that focus on your relationship. So it's technically supposed to be that relationship is, you know, priority and then the kids. And I know that's getting a little off subject, but I'm just saying that you can still be spontaneous. You can still take trips. You can still frolic and send the kids to grandma's for the weekend.
You can still be Bonnie and Clyde.
Right, and still get a swanky hotel for the weekend and get busy on the balcony at night. I'm just saying, like, it does not have to stop.
Right.
It's just a matter of you just have to be more meticulous with your time management.
Right,
so I hate that that's ingrained in us to think that, I'm married now. It's a wrap. I just work, go home.
You're right.
Right. For if I was a guy, just because I was
chores
like,
on the weekend,
studying this going
baseball game in the basement.
Depot, I know.
Maybe Bed Bath and Beyond. I don't know. We might not have enough time.
That life sounds scary.
I know, doesn't it? It sounds pretty dismal, and it's one that I fought against for a while. I was hesitant. I never saw myself as
based on your Instagram.
Is that how
that's
it
definitely
is?
Not your life. No, yes. That's not her.
Speak
life.
About it, because she is a married woman.
That was never my fantasy because I loved the idea of life and getting to meet people and just not, of course, not answering to anybody. I'm weird like that. But it's definitely really interesting to see that there's a lot of upsides. And of course, if you're watching this, you might be a single person. And we're all rooting for you because I think that
I'm with you.
You're seen as being strange. And I know that a lot of times it seems like it's a condition to cure. Like if you're the single person with a bunch of married person, there is what I've been told is the conversation. It always comes down to, are you still single?
Right,
and it's that damn conversation that you have to have every time that you're at the dinner party. They're like, I'm just trying to think of somebody for you. And I've known people who are like, I am not looking for anyone. I do not have a disease that you need to cure.
I am a pimp.
No,
I'm playing with you.
I'm not looking
My
for anyone.
My hand is strong.
Yeah. Silky the Pimp. And of course, Cat Williams, the comedian, has a little something to say about
back.
This. Ooh, A-Dog to the right, chat. We'll get back to you in a minute.
Yes, shout out to A-Dog there.
Yeah.
And I just want to, before we do go into this little clip that we do have for you, there's this always saying, the grass is greener on the other side.
Yes.
And there's this idea that, you know, married people can be jealous of single people because, you know, you can go out at Friday night at this time and not get in trouble. But when you flip it, single people are like, I'm alone. I don't have anybody.
Like, they're out, but they're like, well, I'd rather be home cupcaking right now watching Netflix. So I'd rather be at home on the couch watching Dateline with my lover. A-Dog said keeping the romance alive is most important, and if not, why wouldn't you be single?
Right.
Which makes sense. Like, if you're not going to put in the work, then what
why
are you
sign
doing?
Up?
Why?
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly.
Now, I do want to say that, again, you know, married people being jealous of single people because they can go out and vice versa.
Right.
Go out. That is what babysitters are for. That is what grandmas and teenage cousins, that is what they are for. Have them watch your kids. Go out. If you do not have kids, then you really have no excuse. Dust off them heels. Get your hair did.
Yeah.
Fellas, go get that cut. And say, look, I'm getting off at this time. and we going out, plan something. That's another thing. Don't get lazy just because you get in a relationship.
Yes.
If you cut out that laziness, then you can still do all the things that you like to do with your partner. And then I you know. Can also have separate time. It's not, there's nothing wrong with going out with your friends and her going out with her friends and you guys having time apart. Distance makes a heart grow fonder. It's like, bam, okay, cool. I didn't see you last night. That was awesome. We had a great time. Now I get to see you. Boom. And it can work both ways. So, you know, being married and in the relationship doesn't have to be, you know, the pits. Mm-hmm. And neither does, you know, being single.
It doesn't have to be medieval torture.
It does not. Right. It really doesn't. It's all about shackled perspective up at the house. And what you do with it.
Yeah, so speaking of the grass is greener, let's play that clip.
Yes.
Single people, we always act like we the shit. And we are. We really are. We the shit as long as we out. We quick to tell a motherfucker when you going home, when the fuck I want to go home. I'm single, free to motherfucking mingle. That is till you get home in that lonely ass kitchen. Why won't you send me somebody, Jesus?
Oh, that was a...
Since it's close to Valentine's Day, I want to do something special. And let's give a round of applause to all the single mothers in attendance today. It's a very, 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 very hard job that single mothers have. I know what the fuck I'm talking about. I'm a single father. I done had my son since he was 9 months old. This nigga's 9 now. This is not an easy job, niggas. You got to respect single fucking parents. All definitely. I'm saying is there's
shout
more
out to all the
single
parents out there. Yeah, why don't we wrap you. That up there? Cat Williams is definitely going to go down as one of the most funniest comedians ever. But he did speak some truth there.
Yeah, yeah,
when
definitely.
You're outside in the world, you're like, I'm single. I can stay out whenever.
I do what I want.
When you go home and you close that door and you got to turn on all the lights and turn off all the lights all by your damn lonesome.
And the bed's cold.
You're like, oh, man, what did I do wrong tonight?
And it's Christmas Eve and then you see people snuggling in front of the fire.
Yeah,
it's
like, man. People,
yeah, they out shopping for, the you know, gifts. You're like, oh, I ain't even got nobody to shop for.
That's right. So, like we say, everybody wants something that they don't have at some point, you know, and you may think someone's situation is better than yours or the opposite side, but just know everybody goes through their own thing. You guys can relate.
Yeah, and you know it's funny, there's I always talk about communication strategies just to have a few things on deck when people are harassing you about being like bachelor or bachelorette.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
And because there is, especially, you know, as a single, when you've been a single woman, you're always kind of seen suspiciously in a way. Like, if you're not with like, somebody, it's like, what's, and especially if you're an adult, if you're like,
but
not, yeah.
Can I interrupt?
Yeah, go, please.
It's the same for men, and I feel like I've heard from women that there's like a certain age where it's like if she's like, okay, well, wait, how old is he, girl? I'm like, oh, he's like 37, he's like 36. It's like, he ain't got no kids. He ain't never been married. Like,
he must be crazy.
Something wrong, girl.
Yeah.
Something wrong. So I feel like it goes both ways. But then the same thing, you're right. It, you know, you look at a chick and you're like, whoa, wait, you no kids?
Right.
You haven't been married?
Wait, what? And you, hold up now.
Like, would you been locked up for the last 10 years? Like,
right.
What? Like, what's really going on?
What's
like,
the problem?
Wait. Jesus.
She might be.
Where'd she come from, Jesus?
Right. Like, she might be crazy.
Right.
Right.
You or, might think there's something wrong there.
Yeah.
So, which we can go back
true?
To these talking points to shut down, you know, how people kind of pick at why you choose to be what you choose to be.
Because they'll start grilling you and they want the answer. They're going to like ask a bunch of different things so you can just kind of cut to the chase and you could say something like, well, I've always had such a ridiculously romantic notion of what marriage is and I just never found that person yet. That's a good one. It's two lines, right?
Plain and simple.
And it kind of makes you look like just someone who has very high standards.
Yeah.
Your standards are very high.
Yeah.
I don't...
But I know with guys,
like
you kind of...
standards for your mustard. You like Greg Cooper. Great you take no shortcuts.
Done 101s over here.
Because it is weird. You do look suspiciously at someone, even as open-minded as I am about this subject, it is weird. I know there's a group of couples that I know that we hang out with, and there's often this guy who's with us who's really nice, and he's a good-looking guy, and he's always single with a bunch of married people. And I was just thinking, I wonder why he's never with a girl. And then I was like, shut up. Maybe because he just hasn't met the right person.
Or maybe he's divorced, or he doesn't want to. He's still in his sport phase.
Exactly. And maybe he likes his life. You know what I mean? Yeah. He lives at the
beach.
He's
good.
Yeah, he's good.
Leave him alone.
Exactly.
You know, I wouldn't say a good friend, but he's a cool associate, and he's a big photographer. And when I look at his Instagram, man, when I say he's a big photographer, he's got all the baddies on his profile. And I be thinking, this man's doing it. He's living the life. He invited me to his cookout this past weekend. I forgot. This is a grown-ass man, kids, and everything. So I say that just because he's definitely of the 35, 36, but he's living as if he's 24, 25, which is nothing wrong with that because he's happy making money, surrounded by gorgeous women all the time. So if that's what fits your bill, stick with it. Don't let anybody switch that mindset up.
Yeah, I think so too. Is there something that has worked for you? Because I know you've been on different sides of the fence. Married, not married, and like when people have they hassled the Hoff about like his status?
Not really. Not really. Just because I jumped that gun early, on when I was younger, when I got married. So then it was like, oh goodness. Kelly just did the whole 100-yard dash. And then, you know, I did that so early that by the time I got out of that, you know, it was like, okay, well, he's already been there and done that. Yeah. So he's kind of got somewhat of a roadmap now.
Yeah.
And I just, you know, the advantage of going through that early on was because I did get that roadmap early. So I kind of was able to kind of navigate the dating waters and relationship waters a little bit better.
Yeah, and you could always just say too, that's kind of a good one. Like, oh, I got married really young.
So I'm not in the rush. I'm taking my time.
Exactly, taking my time. Mm-hmm. And it's funny because when you are somebody who is dating, you're in a special category. If you're a person that is single for life, like you are not looking for a long-term relationship, it's tough when you go out to date because you have to kind of be clear to people that you're dating. And you have to tactfully basically tell them, I'm not looking for a long-term relationship.
I feel like this is more of a woman type. Not topic, but the majority of the time, women are like, I'm not really looking for anything.
Guys are just trying to,
I'm not saying get in the bed as soon as possible, but they're always willing to see, goals. You know, yeah, where this goes. Women are just like, no, we're not doing this.
Yeah, yeah. You're not getting the cash and prizes, but we can hang out.
But it's funny because sometimes people will say, like, I've heard from guys that tell women up front, like, I just want to let you know I'm really focused on my work right now.
Yep.
So I'm not looking for a long-term relationship or an in-depth relationship. And that will, of course, put the, like, hunts on with the foxes, release the hounds.
Right.
Because all of a sudden now, like, you've changed. Like, we were just on a date, but you're telling me that I'm going to show you.
Mm-hmm.
It sets up a challenge in other words.
It does. And then women are like, I'm going to figure it out. And then when it doesn't work, it's like, what are we doing? What are we?
Why did I just waste all that time?
We're the same thing we was 5 weeks ago when I told you.
Exactly. You just weren't listening.
Exactly. And it's funny because there's also the idea that I think women have in their mind. I know I have it. That a guy says, oh, I'm not the marrying type. It's like you're not the marrying type until you meet the love of your life. Right. It's like the George Clooney thing. For decades, he was saying, I'm not a marrying guy. He would date women for 2 years. And then famous, they'd get their walking papers until he met, of course, Amal.
And Amal just...
And it was knocked him off his feet. All of a sudden, he's like, loves being married.
He got twins on the way. So, like, he's doing the whole thing. I just wanted to say that, to piggyback on the being clear, if someone... Like, don't talk yourself in the corner. So, you know, don't necessarily just out the gates. You know, if you're not 100% sure don't out the gate say, oh, I'm not looking for anything serious. I don't want anything serious, because you might catch feelings and now you want something serious. But you've already talked yourself in the corner by saying, I don't want anything serious. So then now when you have to contradict yourself later, like, what are we? Yeah. I really want to be in something. What's my title? Now you look like a fool.
I did
and
that.
And that goes both ways. Fellas, you do that too. Like, yeah, I don't really want nothing. Yeah. Like, yeah, I'm cool. Like, I'm doing me right now. And then you start catching feelings like, I mean, I just thought that we was going to see each other tonight, but you always out with your friends. Don't talk yourself in the corner.
Good point.
Be open. You know, say, I'm not actively looking for something long term, but if, you know, if things fall into place, I'm okay with that too. Just be a little bit more open with your conversation and what you're trying to establish up front early on. Because again, I'm not saying that every situation is going to always end up being long term, but it could. But then when you paint yourself in the corner, you know, that's the same thing with women. I've been in situations where a woman's like, "Oh, I don't want anything serious," and I'm like, "Okay, cool." That's locked in.
Yeah.
When I see you, beep, 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 nothing serious. And then a couple months later, what are we doing? Nothing serious.
Nothing serious. Yeah.
You know, and then it's like, you know, so it's like, well, I have all these feelings. It's like, okay, well, I don't, because I kept it at the nothing serious level because that's what you told me.
And that just goes
back
to...
Don't talk yourself in the corner.
Yes. Be clear about what you want up front. I mean, I can't say this any more clear than you just put it, actually. So,
but just don't make it long term. Don't say, I never want to be in love with anybody, I never want a relationship, because you might end up changing your mind. So, you know,
those feelings.
I've made that mistake, so I can definitely concur. I actually, yeah, I was like, oh, I just blah, 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 and then I had feelings for this person, and they were like, and not that they basically were like, whenever they would talk about when we were together, he's like, I just want to let you know, I know you don't want a relationship. And I was like, well things have changed. Well,
you know, been thinking.
The situation on the ground has changed. And of course, we just wanted to talk, of course, about some different tactics you can use if you are single for life to kind of get through.
It's faux.
What are some of the hardest things, Jimmy, about like being single, like, culturally? Like, what are the worst pressures?
He's always sad.
Always sad.
He's always excited.
Lonely.
I'm joking. Because the world is always dirty. He lives in LA. He's in the entertainment industry.
Which is one thing.
With a 6-pack.
With a 12-pack.
These guys. But one thing that I've been learning with, and I'm dealing with, the fact that I am single, and people often perceive me as he's single because he's a player or something. So off rip, they don't want to go down towards anything because I'm single. Nobody wants to take me serious in a way. But let me explain to you the way it works in my mind, all right? So if I'm interested in you, you say, Jimmy, you're a player. I'm not going to go there with you. I'll be like, okay, fine. I'm going to go talk to her. But if you see me with her at another time, you're thinking, see, I told you you're a player. I'm like, but you said no, so I'm not going to wait up over here. I'm going to continue my options there. So maybe it's just a Los Angeles thing. I don't know. Maybe it's because I'm 6 feet tall, black, and cute. I don't know what exactly it is, but I will say, give everybody a chance, give everybody an opportunity. One, I'm single now because I don't have time. Like, as you guys know, I was at rehearsal earlier. I made it here. I barely ate, and after this, I have to attend another event. So time is short, and when you're on the grind, you got to stay focused.
So are you, but you're open to meeting somebody.
Oh, yeah, of course. Want to go grab some drinks? All right. Yeah, sure.
So, but what do you do? Like, are there certain holidays? I mean, we just covered Valentine's Day, but are there certain holidays that are kind of odd for you?
Definitely around Thanksgiving and Christmas, you know. I'll say those are the tough ones, but these past holidays, I was actually in a relationship, so it wasn't all that bad. But being single, you know, you stay offline, but when you go online, you see everybody exchanging gifts, you know, everybody, you know, with a girlfriend and boyfriend and stuff, and you start to think, I gotta
imagine
do
Christmas
something.
Sweaters.
Man, I gotta, why am I alone? But, you know, it's the social stigma of you need somebody around these times when really you just need yourself and
your
you'll
friends.
Be all right.
Yeah, exactly. And we You'll had a funny graphic of speaking of friends, it's like it's a funny graphic. And if you're listening to us on iTunes, we thank you so much.
Yes.
It's a graphic that says, go with us. It will be fun. And it shows a couple that is like making out on a bridge and this poor dude who's sitting all by himself.
God,
and
damn.
I can totally relate to this because people used to beg me. I had a lot of friends that were in relationships and I was like single, S-F-O-L. And it would be kind of depressing because especially don't ever go to an amusement park with couples.
Oh, no.
Because you're the third wheel and it would be so...
Nobody
was,
to ride the Ferris wheel
depressing.
With me.
Okay, now here's the thing. So all right. This is for anyone out there that's in a relationship that's watching that has a friend that they're always like, just come with us. It'll be fun.
Oh, God.
Look. You can make this easy because I have been the third wheel, but we just we retitled ourselves the trio. But I was always the single guy. Just reduce all the affection and the making out and all the oh my god, oh my god. Just bring that down. That's all you have to do. But be considerate. If you want your friend to come and you guys all hang out, that's great. But just tone everything down a bit. Just tone it down. You don't have to, you guys don't have to taste each other's dinner after dinner. Like, oh yeah, let me taste that chicken. Oh my God, it was great. No, just tone everything down because you have, just the same way you would tone it down with your parents, tone it down because you got your friend. Be considerate. You want your friends to hang out with you.
Right.
Don't be over the top all over each
on
other.
On the PDA.
Because then that's going to make them uncomfortable. If you make it to more of a group friend setting,
yes.
Even though you know at the end of the night you can go home and get busy, that's great. But you don't have to put that out on front display for everybody because then you make your friends feel awkward. So that is for all the people that are like, come with us, it'll be fun. It's not going to be fun if you guys are sucking each other's faces half the damn night and you're just playing, oh my God, no, you're, oh my God, I love you, no, I love you more, oh my God.
Oh my gosh, Kels, come on.
And you're, holding hands and then you're the single person with the cotton candy walking behind us.
Right.
Like you're the little Scottish cousin. It's
Cut
really
it out.
Depressing. And also one of the things you can do if you are single, of course, is if you are going to couple events, have like a buddy that you take with you. A friend, like, who's just a dude.
Of the same dude. Of the same sex or the opposite sex?
Yeah, like, just basically, if you're, like, a girl, just have another single girlfriend that's, like, with you a lot, and you guys just go to events. It can be a lot more fun.
And that's good, too, because most of the time, a guy goes to an event with another guy, maybe, and you guys can make it a group thing.
Exactly, and see how funny it gets towards the end of the night when you have a bunch of married women hitting on you.
Boom. When the drink's in the system.
Because you're the new meat on the scene.
Yeah, that's
cool. It is funny though, it's when you think about social media, Jimmy, or a Cass, if this applies to you, mm-hmm. things that you can do if you are single for life, you are seriously not into a long-term relationship or getting married. Social media strategies: put women on your feed or no women, no pictures with women, pictures with women. Single for life.
If you are single for life,
you're gonna definitely put pictures
with women.
Definitely, yeah.
Because in that kind of low key. Fends off the other women that are in relationship minded.
And it's actually,
like, oh no, this.
And it's actually,
he always got pictures of chicks in his.
Yeah,
mm-mm.
He's a hoe. Forget him.
And it's in, but it's kind of inviting women too when you think about it. You know, because once again, what you put out, you get back.
And not only that, they want to know, like, well, what is he doing that all these women are always wanting to be around him?
Right.
Like,
exactly.
These women want to be around him. He's not just taking a picture because he's at an event.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he's just, you know, sitting in the living room with a bunch of women hanging out. So why do they want to be around him?
So it weeds out.
What's wrong with Scottish cousins, says A-Dog.
Okay. so it weeds out people like who would want a long-term relationship. That's a really good strategy. So put women on. Just don't
girlfriend wants a boyfriend who puts multiple girls up on their profile.
Not even a little
They
bit.
Don't even put her up there. I mean, more than the other girls.
You know, this is kind of off topic, but we are, of course, next week doing a show on online dating tips. And
that's right.
I heard from guys, and you can let me know if you think this is accurate, is that women often on their online dating profiles put pictures of them with a bunch of girls. And the guy's mm-hmm. looking at you and he's like, which one is you? So don't put pictures of you with a bunch of girls or vice versa guys. Is that like an accurate thing you've seen?
I agree.
That's
with
like
that
a top
too.
Pet peeve I was
not only that, but I kind of feel like sometimes you might be shooting yourself in the foot Because I might be looking at your profile and be like, oh, wait. Oh, who's your that? Friend? Did she? Oh, she put her in the tech? Follow.
Am I talking to the wrong person in this group? Like,
maybe I'm making a mistake. Where is your girl?
Yes.
So, guys, let's move on to one of our favorite segments of the show, Questions and Conundrums. Let me get my words right. When you guys leave a question in our comment section or you reach out to us on Twitter and Instagram and we speak that question onto the show and answer it to the best of our ability. So this question comes from Slappy Happy. Slap Happy says, I have been going out with a girl for a year. And she's pressuring me to get married. I love her, but I don't want to give up my freedom or get married. One, it's only been a year.
Yeah, that's
now that's
nothing.
Very short. That's now, once I've never been married, but I know myself. I ain't
not after a year
thinking of that.
Really?
Unless
you're
we're
still in,
at least
you're
3 years.
Still in the
years.
Brand new phase, so you haven't even seen your. You guys haven't even shown each other your true selves yet. That, you think you have, but trust, you have not.
That's funny, because the female perspective on that is that there used to be a kind of unwritten rule that says do not waste more than a year with the cat. If you want to get married,
if he's not
starting to talk about thinking about having the discussion of maybe engagement, then it's time to chip.
Oh, wow.
And carry on, my ladies.
And that's... after a year, so
yeah, and that's if you're a woman who wants to get married.
Right.
Not every, a lot
that
of women are single
wants...
for life too.
That's right.
Yeah,
I disagree with that, and I'm gonna say why. I feel like a year isn't enough time to truly get to know someone. I don't care if y'all jump the gun and move in with each other. A year is not enough time to get to know someone to the extent to determine that. Oh my God, this is it. Let's jump the broom and go. If you still want to stay in this relationship, say, look, I love you. I want to be in this relationship, but I am not ready to be married. I'm not ready to go down that path yet. I don't want this to be what breaks us up, but I'm not ready. I want to be with you, but I still want to continue to build our foundation and build on our relationship. If you can't accept that, then... maybe it wasn't meant to be.
Can't accept that.
That's my take. But I definitely don't agree with, you know, the whole year thing. You need more than a year to determine whether or not you want to get married with someone. And ladies, you need more than a year to make sure that he is the right dude. He's still in the showing the new, the, you know, the good side phase, right. Just like you are. He's still not letting farts out around you. You're still holding them in and farting in the cushions. So... you need more than a year. Take more than a year. Obviously, I'm not saying wait 5 years, but, you know, take more than a year and just, you know, reassess, like, okay, hey, like, are we doing this or what are we doing? Are we going to keep building? Are we going somewhere? And ask that after the year mark. And it's okay if he says, yeah, we're going somewhere, we're building on it, then cool, enjoy the time. Don't rush.
Constance and Carol, let me ask you, how long were you with your man until you guys even started to speak about marriage? Like, do you even have an idea of how long down the line you guys were?
It was a really weird path, so we started talking within 6 months.
Okay, so...
it didn't happen.
How long were you guys together before you guys made it official, like marriage?
It's such a weird thing. It won't make any sense in the context of this. Suffice it to say that we knew pretty quickly. That's why I'm kind of an advocate for, if you are really certain, back to our person who asked us this question, to Slap Happy, if you're really adamant, if you know someone for a year and you do love them, but you're so adamant that you definitely don't want to be married to them, I would advise letting them go.
Yes,
because then you will see quickly life with them, life without them. You'll get over the marriage problem if you miss them so much. Like, I just did jury duty this week, and I met this guy who told me this story that he actually saw this girl that he broke up with out, and he just realized... when he saw her with another guy, he couldn't believe how much he, like, wanted her back, and he's pretty sure he's going to propose to her within a few months.
Wow.
So, yeah. And he was dating other women.
That's dope, though.
That I heard this happens with guys, though. When they see your girl out with another guy...
It's dope in the sense, if he is 100% certain and he really realizes that she really was the one, and I don't want her to get away. Now, if it's only just because I don't want to see her with someone else, yeah.
I'm thinking it's something that falls along the lines of you don't know what you have until it's gone. You know that's a saying there. But then, don't forget, you broke up for a reason. So now that, I see her with him, I'm going to go back on why we split up in the first
place. But what if they split up because he didn't realize what he had?
See, yeah.
So it could be...
That's why I'm single for life.
Single for life. And you know what? I have to just... One parting tip that I used really well to stay single for life or single by choice and stay happy is you have this strategy that you have different people that you do different social things with. So I would have a guy that I would go salsa dancing with. I'd have another guy that I'd maybe have interesting intellectual discussions with. You have different people that you casually maybe date and it's not serious and they're on the same wavelength as you. So it's like... Female company is a nice thing for a man, male company, and you have people that kind of fit into different areas, and it can keep you like a big full plate. It's basically like fabulous side dishes that keep you very, very happy and make up a wonderful meal. So guys, that probably works for you too.
I'm going to definitely try to see. Different, and I will let you guys know at that.
Yeah, ladies, you watch Pats games with Jimmy B.
She knows.
Ladies,
so
you go to comedy clubs.
Why
with?
Do you have to be married? Jeez, Constance. Oh, man. And guys, thank you for tuning in this week. Of course, we let you know a little tips. Hopefully, you'll be taking them and see how they work for you. But just how to be happily single in a marriage minded world. We have been your hosts. My name is Jimmy V. Twitter, Instagram at Be Your Own Dad. Make sure you go check the blog, beyourowndad.blogpost.com.
Yes, thank you guys so much for joining us. Constance Dunn, and of course, many wonderful adventures on your single life. I'm so jealous.
All right, and it's your boy, Chaos Jones, Chaos J on Twitter, Chaos_Oceans31. Hit me up. Let's go.
See you next time.
From executives Kevin Undergaro, Dario Kristen, Tiana Hobson, and the entire BHL staff, we would like to thank you for supporting Black Hollywood Live, the first online broadcast network dedicated to African-American entertainment. For questions and comments, contact us. info@blackhollywoodlive.com. Like us on Facebook, tweet us, or Instagram us at BHL Online. And I am the official voice of Black Hollywood Live, Scipio, Instagram at KingXOBay. Thanks for tuning in.
Hollywood Redefined.
The views expressed here are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of BHL or its owners or principals.